writer with the Bloomberg News. As a matter of fact, he changed his schedule around to spend some time with us this morning. Alain, good morning to you.
Thanks very much, Tony. Thanks for having me.
And for folks who don't know, tell us about the Bloomberg News and what you folks like to focus on.
Well, you know, Bloomberg News is a news organization that was founded a long time ago and focuses on financial and economic news, but you know, it's much broader than that now. And I actually focus on economics and really statistics.
Well, interesting story that I picked up on in scanning the Bloomberg website was the economic health evaluation. And it was some great news for Michigan that came out of that evaluation. Michigan's economic health is second best in the nation. Talk about this.
Sure. So what we did is we developed what we call the BEES Index, the Bloomberg Economic Evaluation of States. And this is something that we introduced actually just this past Wednesday in New York at a state and muni conference. And what we found is we took a variety of indicators. We took six different indicators, mortgage delinquencies, growth in personal income, tax revenues, employment growth, home price growth, and a measure of company performance, an equity index. I'll get to that in a sec. And from that, we created an index of overall economic health going back 16 years. And what we found is in the last year, the growth of economic health in Michigan seems to have ranked second, with economic health growing by about 7.2%, according to our measure.
How did this happen?
That's a good question. You know, when we saw these results, we really wanted to dig into the data, because a lot of people say that's not the result that most people sort of seem to expect. But you know, the way we explain that is that this index is expressed in growth terms, so it's not in absolute terms. So, for example, you know, mortgage delinquency rates in the last year in Michigan have fallen by about 3%. So that's a good thing. You know, personal income is up by about 6%. Tax revenue is up by about 7%. Employment, you know, you've added about 65,000 jobs, according to my calculation, in the last year. And for companies that are domiciled in Michigan, their stocks, the value of their stocks is up about 30%. But again, you know, I would say that this is really in growth terms, because you know, between, I would say, around 2000 and 2009, Michigan shed about 860,000 jobs. So, you know, growth from that low level, from after shedding 860,000 jobs, growing by about 90,000 jobs is a significant amount of growth after that large decline.
Well, this is good news. We recently received other good news that the credit rating for the state had been increased. So this has got to be good for Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, I think what this index allows investors and policymakers to do is take a broad range of statistics and kind of level the playing field to see, you know, who's growing and why they're growing, and you know, who is lagging, for example. You know, the other component of this economic evaluation, this BEES index that we created, was an equity index, and this is actually something that's pretty unique. So, you know, we took 16 years of stock data and created stock market indexes for every state in the U.S. And you know, obviously, you know, there are some states that have a lot more companies domiciled in them than others. You know, for example, Michigan has about 133 states domiciled in it, according to our calculation, while, you know, Vermont has only six. But what this allows you to do is say, you know, how are the companies in my state doing? And, you know, from our calculation, we can see that, you know, in the last year, Michigan companies, according to our Michigan Stock Market Index, have increased in value by about 30%.
Alain, what's interesting about this is that Michigan ranks second as compared to North Dakota, which is experiencing an economic oil boom. Haven't heard much about that in North Dakota, but when I started digging into this, this is going to create some nice revenues for that state.
Right, absolutely. I mean, North Dakota is a particularly interesting state because, you know, they, like you said, they have a very large and growing natural gas fracking industry, and that's really boosted their health. With the, you know, their health is up about 12.5% in the last year. because of very large increases in tax revenue, employment, and their equity index, and personal income. And even when we wrote this up for Business Week magazine this past week, and we found, you know, since 2008 Q4, North Dakota, rather, was the only state in the U.S., if you start from 2008 Q4, with a positive economic health reading. So it really depends on when you start. I mean, what you saw, I think, in the article was versus 1 year ago, but if you go back further, you get a different picture based on when you start.
We're talking with Alain Colette from the Bloomberg News. My next question is how did this happen? Is most of this due to the leadership and proposals of Governor Rick Snyder?
Well, you know, as a reporter and as a trained economist, my best place on this sort of stuff is to provide the policymakers and the investors and the commentators with the tools with which to assess the different states. So, you know, I'm not sure I'm the best person to really comment on the various policies across states, but what I think the BEES index allows users to do is, you know, look, you know, sort of level the playing field, I guess, with states with a bunch of very important indicators, because again, I'm not overly familiar with particular policies in specific states, but you know, the housing market, for example, is something that's been incredibly distressed in a lot of the U.S. And you know, that was an important indicator that we wanted to have in this index. So home prices are still holding back the economic health of a lot of these states. You know, for example, home prices continue to decline statewide in Michigan, as with many other states, but, you know, of course, on the other side of the housing coin, I guess you could say, is there's been a decline in mortgage delinquency rates in the state, you know, which peaked at around 11% and have come off by about 3%. So I think what BEES, what the Bloomberg Economic Evaluation of States Index allows policymakers and investors and commentators to do is assess some of the important underlying indicators with respect to policies and policy changes.
All right, Alain, is there a thought on what you hear? What's the buzz about Michigan? Do people talk about it? Do you think business looks at it as a viable place to go and do business?
Well, certainly since releasing the BEES index just since Wednesday, you know, there's been a tremendous amount of interest in the index and in terms of using it as a tool to see which states are overperforming or underperforming. So what we hope is that you know, policymakers and investors, like you say, will use this as a metric, and this is something that came out of the conference as well, as a key tool to assess the business climate and the health in individual states. And that was something that was confirmed on Wednesday at the Bloomberg conference, that a lot of investors seem to be particularly interested in how this was a nice way to just do cross comparisons across states.
What states are underperforming?
Well, right now, excuse me while I pull up my interface here. But you know, an interesting story has been, for example, New Jersey. New Jersey is ranked third from the last right now, something that interesting that's happened in New Jersey is, you've actually seen an increase in the mortgage delinquency rate, the seriously mortgage delinquent, which is not something that's happened across the U.S. in general. In general, mortgage delinquency spiked and have since come off in many of the states. And in fact, if you look at the national aggregate, but in New Jersey, for example, mortgage delinquencies spiked and then continued to increase. I mean, at a slower rate, but still in a direction that was unlike the rest of the. The rest of the U.S. Also, employment growth in New Jersey seems to be a little bit stagnant, and personal income, although it's increased by about 4% from a year ago, you know, that's a little bit less than some of the other states that we compare against here.
Alain Colette is a writer with the Bloomberg News. If people want to see your story and this information, where can they go, Alain?
They can certainly get it from the Bloomberg website, bloomberg.com. And if folks out there have Bloomberg terminals, which is the main interface for the BEES index, they can just type BEES Go into their Bloomberg terminal, and it'll bring up a heat map and a lot of really interesting interactive tools that they can use to examine the health of U.S. states.
All right. Thanks so much, Alain. Enjoyed it, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much.